We are going to talk about niching today. Niche. How do you even say this word? I'm a business mentor and I still don't know how to say this word, like, properly. That makes me laugh because it's just a testament to, like, you're probably doing way better than you think. But, you know, there's a saying called the riches are in the niches. And in my 6 years of entrepreneurship, I would say that it's quite terrible advice for intelligent people like yourself. I really think that niche down is not good advice, and if anything, it will hold you back. It will create chaos in your mind. It will have you overthink everything. And honestly, I think it will just like make you miserable in your business because you are trying to fit yourself into a box, but you are a multi-dimensional, multi-passionate human, and you could never be summarized into an Instagram bio or some sort of niche, you know? And I have definitely gone through my fair share of, you know, asking myself these questions, but I want to share just some stories to empower you to break free of the niche and really like realize that you don't have to put yourself in a box or pick one thing and do that for the rest of your fucking life. Because let's be real, you're gonna get bored and then you're not gonna wanna keep doing it, but then you're not gonna wanna, you know, go and lose your freedom. So I kind of feel like the move is like definitely like just listen to what I tell you, please. Like, I've been doing this for so many years, and I want you to just learn from just my experience, but also lessons, mistakes, etc., right? Ultimately, in a nutshell, like, you are the most profitable niche because nobody can be you, and that is what makes you so profitable. And I'm going to explain more about what I mean in a sec, but I want to share with you the experience I had with niching and how I've gotten here, because, and it's going to be quick, I promise. It's not going to be this like crazy long backstory. Basically, I started as an entrepreneur in mindset and like fitness. And I went really hard on those two things because that's what I was so stoked about. That's what I loved talking about. And food, obviously, you know, food, fitness, mindset, like the whole thing. That's all I was talking about. That's all I was doing in my life. I was just, you know, in like ADHD terms, they call like, it's like you're either not focused or you're hyper-focused. Yeah, I was hyper-focused. I was like Tony Robbins on fitness, like obsessed. Like I couldn't get enough. I was just so in it, right? And so if you think about it, me as a creator, I was, my like niches, let's say, were mindset, fitness, food, general health, general well-being. I even did a little bit of life in there, right? I didn't just like pick one thing. I kind of talked about a broad range of topics, but then, you know, I would also talk about philosophy and psychology and money here and there and like things I was starting to dabble in. But like really, I didn't think too much about it, and I also like didn't even know what a niche was when I started my business. Ignorance is bliss sometimes, you know? But it's like, your business and your brand is like a zip code within a state, which is social media, right? So it's like, what is in your zip code, right? Like in a town that has a zip code, there's not just one type of building. There's not just one type of tree, you know? Like there is a variety. And if somebody went to a town and there was the same fucking thing all of the time, you would get bored. You would want to go somewhere else. And that is what you do when you niche yourself. Not only do you get bored, but your listeners get bored because, like, they want to hear more than just one thing, you know? And it's like, don't you think that, like, the people that consume your content, it's like, they don't just consume your content. They also consume, like, crazy dog videos. They also consume like you know, all these other people's accounts that have nothing to do with the one thing that you talk about. So it's like, don't you think that if you start to show more of your humanness and multidimensionality and more sides and go a little bit more broad, that you'll actually start to attract people that, like, can get to know you on multiple levels? You know, it's like the struggle of having 20 things that you want to do and only being mediocre at all of them, or like being good at all of them but not being an expert at all of them, is the blessing. Like, being the multi-passionate is the blessing. That is why you are going to be wildly successful. And, you know, it's like, I'm going to talk about how to structure things and build your offers and everything, but like, just from the like online business space, especially the masculine space, it's like you have to pick one thing and only do that for the rest of your life and do it over and over and over again. It's like, fucking hell, I cannot. I will not. I refuse. Even if it was to make me like all the money in the world, I wouldn't do it because I would get bored, and I just cannot get myself to do things when I'm not, it's not alive for me. You know, I'm sure you probably feel that. So number one is like, go wide rather than deep. Speak to general concepts at first, and then your offerings get to serve specific like niches within your general content. So what I mean is like, okay, my podcast talks about business, it talks about content creation, it talks about authenticity, it talks about confidence, it talks about lifestyle, it talks about van life, it talks about relationships. And like, I have a few offers within my business that relate to niches, like sub niches within the general niche, which is me, right? Like, the strategy to build a not only profitable business, because like, I want you to make a lot of money, but also a business that actually feels like freedom to you, and you can create a structure that brings you in consistent revenue, is building a personal brand, which is basically what I've done without even realizing it, right? I've built a personal brand. Like, cool. I just showed up on the internet, shared content. People got to know me for things. People liked me. People trust me. You listen. Like, I am the brand, right? People want to work with me. People want to be in my spaces. People want to buy from me. There's multiple communities, masterminds, and mentors on the internet, but there's something about me that draws you to me that makes you want to hire me personally, right? So it's like, and the same is going to be for you and your people. So it's like, niching right off the bat gets boring really fucking quick. You know those statements that are like, I help women 25 to 35 with fat loss. It's like, yo, doesn't that get old? Are you bored? Like, are you tired? You are the multidimensional, dynamic human. And literally, people do not want just one thing, because you are the niche. Like, business has evolved. And honestly, the power of personal brands is so big, especially as we continue, like, this industry continues to grow with this booming content creation industry. Like, it's evolving, and guess what? You're going to evolve, you know? If I was still teaching what I was teaching when I started, like, I just wouldn't be as fulfilled. I feel like right now, my business really does feel like my fun creative outlet, and it's amazing, and I get to connect with you and so many freaking other like, just epic, dope people, and I'm like, I don't want that to change. Like, I want to enjoy the process, you know? So it's like, no matter where you are in your business, I'm gonna give you some tips, okay? I'm interrupting your episode to let you know that I am teaching a free masterclass called the 100K Blueprint. It's exactly how I made my first $100,000 in my business, and how you too can build a wildly successful online freedom-filled business without the overwhelm. If you are a coach, creative, or anyone who has any skills that they want to monetize online and build a six-figure business, you do not want to miss this masterclass. You can sign up in the description of this episode, or you can head over to my Instagram and sign up in the link in my bio. I cannot wait to see you there. It is happening on August 23rd at 12 o'clock EST. If you cannot make it live, the replay will be sent out, but definitely be sure to sign up so that you can get the exact steps to building a wildly successful online freedom-filled biz. So, some practical tips. One is, whether you have a business or not, I want you to just brain dump all of the niche ideas, like basically things that you could talk about forever. Like, what could you just like go off about, right? Like, I don't know. For me, I can talk about business, I can talk about content creation, I could talk about health and wellness. It's a huge part of my life that I actually don't talk that much about on this podcast, but I'm probably gonna talk more about it. I could talk about movements, I could talk about confidence, feminine energy, spirituality, manifestation, mindset. Like, I will just never shut up about those things anyways. So those are basically my niches, right? That's broad as fuck. That is very broad, right? But there's likely gonna be a few categories for you that you could just go off about, like nonstop. You don't shut up about it. You already talked to your friends about it. Maybe they don't even care, but you don't care because you just care so much, right? Like, choose those main 2 to 3 topics that you know the most about, that you are the most excited about, and start there, right? Just go to town. Create content that you would like to watch, that you would like to consume as a consumer. That is the way to go. Like, hands down. Because guess what? You are your target audience. And so the easiest way for me to say this is like, just create content that you like to consume. Like, it's so simple, but like, it just works. It's so simple and it works. Stop trying to create content for this fucking avatar. I don't know about you, but that never landed for me. I overthought it. I tried to write it down. You know, you create your Susie. Have you ever done this where you like write down, what is Susie scared about? What does Susie want? What is Susie this? And it's like, who the fuck is Susie? You know? How about I just create content that feels great to create and trust that what I am creating that feels the best is also going to be the best for my people. How about that? I want you to adopt that mantra. Whatever feels the best for you also feels the best for your people, okay? And trust that. Because otherwise, you are like not living and creating authentically. You're in your head creating, you're not creating from heart and soul, okay? So get those 2 to 3 topics like out on paper and like really just ask yourself, like, what are you obsessed talking about? Like, what are you always talking about? You know, I did this exercise for myself when I was giving this to my mastermind girls, and I was like, guys, like, the things I'm the most obsessed with right now, because obviously it's evolved over time. Like, what I was obsessed with was health and fitness, and while I still talk about those things, I'm not as obsessed anymore. What I am obsessed with is money, like synchronicities, and like just like spirituality generally, and business. Like, I just am so obsessed with the intersection of manifestation, business, money, all of that. Like, I just am really fascinated with it. I really am obsessed with learning about everything to do with entrepreneurship, business building, especially as a woman, because it's different running a business as a woman than a man, right? We cannot run businesses like men, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. Right? So create content, whether it's on your podcast, whether it's on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you create threads that you would like to consume. You know, if you are a funny person, stop trying to be so serious because you think that that's what's going to get you clients. Like, I know this is kind of like a mind fuck, but I think in our heads, we think that we have to be different than what we are in order to be successful or to make money. And it's kind of like, think about like if you are in a relationship or you've been in a relationship where the person loved you, you know? It's like, did you have to do anything for them to love you? No. You just were yourself and they loved you and they accepted you and they wanted to do life with you. I just feel like that is a perfect example of how, like, take that evidence and put it into your business. Just trust that, like, when you're yourself, when you're just creating shit that you want to consume, that, you know, like, people will find you and buy your shit. I don't know. Okay, what else do I want to say? It's kind of like, okay, the other part that I would say, if you want like a practical tip, this is the last like practical tip for like figuring this out, is like, if you feel like you want to have somebody with intention to speak to, and you, because maybe you don't know who you are right now, right? Maybe you haven't been on, like, maybe you are on your self-discovery journey, but you don't feel, you feel like you don't really know who you are, or like you don't know how people perceive you, whatever. I've done a lot of investigation over the past few years of like, well, number one, who am I, right? That's like what spirituality is like, who am I really? Like stripping back all the layers of people pleasing and perfectionism and all the masks we wear, like who is Sam, right? Who are you? And if you don't know who you are, then it's kind of hard to be yourself, right? So part of this practice is like, be yourself, figure that out. And maybe I'll do an episode on how I've kind of discovered who I am, but you can create like an audience, like a persona. And what I mean by that is like, create a archetype of a person in your head, which is ultimately you. So like for me, this persona of this person that I'm recording this episode for, who is you, who is also me, is an entrepreneur, right? She's building her business, who is quite spiritual, or is on some sort of spiritual self-development path, who wants to be entertained, like who really is not about those like boring, like dry ass content, who wants somebody who basically like is cool, like for lack of a better term. Like I just feel like I enjoy who I am. Like I'm like, I just like have a great life. Like I've created that for myself, obviously, but like I just do cool shit. So I assume that you do cool shit. I assume that like, you know, you're creating dope shit. So I don't know. I just kind of talk like you already are, because you are. So it's like, don't downplay your audience, and like, don't talk down to your audience. Like talk to them like you're fucking sitting in a room with them, you know? Like don't put yourself on a pedestal. Take yourself off the pedestal. Just be a fucking human. And I know that might feel like it, depending on like how much you've been brainwashed by, if you are a coach, the coaching industry, or if you've just been, if you've worked with mentors or people in the past who have told you that you have to be more professional or put together, or you can't show who you really are if you want to be successful, blah, blah, blah. Like fucking bullshit. It's bullshit. But like, you being yourself is the most magnetic thing, right? Like a superpower I have for sure is like walking into a room and people just feeling drawn to me. And there's a lot of things that go into that. But the biggest thing is like, I am myself. Like I am so authentically, unapologetically myself. And I think I'm a good time. And so I have a really strong self-concept and a strong self-image. And so as you develop a stronger self-image and a stronger self-concept, what you think about yourself and how you see yourself, like you will start to just be yourself more, because you'll be like, oh, of course people want to listen to this. Of course people want to consume this. Of course people think this is good information. You know, like they will think that because you think that. Right? And so like, even if you feel like you still don't know who you are and you're like, who is this target audience? Just think about who you want to hang out with. Like, who do you want to chill with? Who do you want to be surrounded by? Who do you want to invite to your dinner party? Who do you, and when I say dinner party, I don't mean like a formal dinner party. I mean like, who do you want to like come over and like get into like oversized teas and like chill and like drink? I'm fucking drinking like a, have you guys ever had these like hop teas? They're non-alcoholic. I don't really drink. They are tea, but they taste like beer and they're fucking delicious, because I really like beer, but I don't eat gluten and I really don't like alcohol that much. So it is, they're so good. But it's like, who would you be hanging out with in your bedroom? Not your bedroom. That's scandalous. But like, who would you put a bunch of pillows and blankets on the floor with and like lay out your Oracle deck and like hang out with, you know? That's the type of people that you want to be talking to. Okay, I need a sip. Hold on. So yeah, it's like, don't overthink this. You just want to work with fucking cool people. So talk to them like they're cool people. Don't talk to them like they're plebeians, you know? Don't talk to them like they're stupid. I think there's like a whole dynamic that can happen of like, Yeah, it's just like play the like come with me, don't look at me game. Like play like come with me is like we're on the same page, like we're on the same playing field. I'm just guiding you. I'm inviting you. Come hang out, you know? Like when I talk about conscious creators, I'm like, come hang out. It's the fucking tits. It's a party in there. It's chill, you know? And I teach all about mindset manifestation and creating an epic life and business. But like I'm not like, you need to get in if you wanna be successful. It's like, no, I would never buy something like that, you know? Just not a vibe. And also, like, men sell much differently than women. We'll probably do an episode on like how to sell your stuff without being fucking weird. But just like be normal, you know? A very, very small story about this is like I literally have pitched my services to some of my best friends and they've taken me up on it. And some of my best friends have come to me and hired me. So it's like, your friends can be your clients. So stop being weird, you know? Just be fucking normal. And by normal, I mean yourself. And maybe you're not, you don't feel like normal, but you know what I'm getting at. You know the point I'm making, okay? Ultimately, like, you are the most profitable niche because there is only one you, and that's what makes people fall in love, right? Have you ever fallen in love? And it feels like, wow, I love who I am because the other person loves me. Like, you're just like, oh, this is so, I just love this person so much and they love me so much. It's like, can you just like have that relationship with your community? Can you just have that relationship with your business? Can you get this, like, I need to be professional and like, I don't know. Can you just get that out of your head? And just be yourself, and then the right people will just be magnetically drawn to you. That's really has been my secret in business, I swear to you. I just haven't tried. That might sound annoying, but what I mean is like, yeah, obviously I put in the work and like created the content, but I haven't tried. I've gone through phases where I have tried and it didn't work. So it's like when I'm just being myself, doing what I love, being me, you know, dancing in my underwear, in my underwears. In my underwear, like that's what you guys like, that's who I am. So you're gonna find me and love me, you know? And I just want you to be yourself. It's so liberating. Okay, so this is one last practical tip. This is a really big practical tip. Okay, so in your life, right, you're going through your life, maybe you're already creating content or you already have an established business, doesn't really matter where you're at. Okay, so you're going through your life. You are creating content around these like core topics that you're really interested in. And you probably don't even have to like put them in a box. Like, you don't even have to categorize them. You can just like, the topics will just come to you and then you can just riff on them, right? But here's the kicker. Once you solve a problem in your life, any problem that is related to these topics, right? Any problem, what you do is you take the solution to the problem and turn it into an offer. You make what you learned tangible and you sell it to other people. Okay. Now, the trick is to not build and create and, yeah, do a million things at once, which I'm a little guilty of. This is kind of hard for me to like pick one thing, but you're always going to be creating. You're never not creating. You're never not learning lessons. You're never not growing. You're never not finding solutions. Now, you can define micro solutions to things and sell those. Or maybe create free little like opt-ins or lead magnets or shit like that. Or maybe you solve like big problems like how to start and build a business online, right? That's a big problem to solve. A small problem could be like I'll just give you an example of something for me. It's like a small problem is like how to actually have a productive like morning routine. Like a morning routine that actually sets you up, not just with like productivity, but also with like the manifestation and like mindset stuff, you know, like actually feeling into your desires and like all of that. So once I mastered my mornings, I created a free download for my community, you guys, that you could get. Maybe you have it, maybe you don't. You can get it in the show notes. It's a morning routine. It's called Magic Mornings. And it's literally the framework that I use every morning when I get up in the morning. I get up in the morning, I meditate, and I write, and I use this really simple magic formula. It's literally MAGIC. It's like an acronym. And it just keeps, it's a structure. It's a general structure. I follow it every day. It's fucking amazing. All right. And I just like didn't really want to charge anything for that. So I turned it into a free opt-in. Right. So you, that was a problem I solved for myself. That was a big problem. I could not get myself to fucking focus. And I was all over the place, disorganized. My mindset was trash. Like I needed a system. And so I created the system because I couldn't find one that I really jived with. And then I turned it into a free resource, right? So boom, example. Now, then, you know, then I went on to do all these other things, right? Once I figured out how to heal binge eating and have a healthy relationship with food, I created my course, Tastes Like Freedom. And now I have a, now I have the course, Tastes Like Freedom. Now, this was a few years ago that I did this, and I don't really talk about it that much anymore. But if you want to get it, you can. Like $300 and it will change your fucking whole relationship and life with food and your body and movement, and it's got all the modules. That was the next problem I solved, right? Then the next problem was business. And so it's like every problem I air quote solve, I create a product around it, and that is a sub niche within my niches, right? Because I'm not going to create one product that's going to be like mindset, manifestation, feminine energy, confidence, business, entrepreneurship, money. Like, no, I'm going to create micro offerings or maybe macro offerings based on these sub niches. Okay. So like visually, it's kind of like, it's like a bubble diagram. It's like you're in the center and you have all these topics, and then each topic ends up turning into some sort of offer when you find the solution to the problem, right? And then your solution is your unique framework. It's your unique way that you've solved the problem, and the people that are drawn to you are likely going to want to learn how to solve the problem in the way that you solved the problem because they like you, right? As you grow, as you evolve, as you embark on your personal development and entrepreneurial journey, as your audience grows, your ability to talk about more things also grows, right? So like I will not give you permission to talk about 15 million different topics right now. If you're just starting, talk about 2 to 3 main topics, like I said. But as you evolve in your business, you can basically talk about anything you fucking want, right? And right, yes, right now you could talk about anything that you want, but I would recommend at the start to give you some focus, which I know we all need up in this bitch, focus, like actually sticking to these main 2 to 3 kind of general topics, and then you can create an offer from one of these topics that you've personally mastered. All right. And this can be range from, you know, challenges, 7 to 30 day challenges, to free webinars, to, you know, downloads, to checklists, to mini courses, to full blown programs, to, you know, like my mastermind. Like, you know, it's like, damn, the limits, there are no limits. You can literally do so many things. But the only thing that I'm going to say about creating an offer is that when you are creating an offer from you, your sub niches, you want to make sure that you create something worth paying for. Like, don't create fluff, you know? Like, don't create fluffy fluff. I want you to create real fucking value for your people. Like, for example, this episode, like, I want to paint the photo as like, this episode could be a module in my program. Maybe it will. But like, this episode could be a module. That's why it's really awesome. It's really valuable. Like, start sharing valuable stuff. And I think a lot of people are scared to share all the goods because they think that, oh, if I share everything, nobody will buy. No, no. When you share everything, when you give it all away, what happens is that people keep coming back for more, and eventually those people buy. Why? Not all of them, obviously, but why? Because if they trust you for your free content, obviously you're gonna fucking deliver on the paid stuff. I mean, you better, but like the percentage of people that do deliver, if their free content is fucking legit, then their paid content is gonna be legit. Legit, you know? So it's like, be one of those people that does deliver and create something worth paying for, whether it's $11, whether it's $200, whether it's $500, whether it's $10,000, whether it's $50,000. Like, it literally doesn't matter. Just make it worth paying for. That is all that I want you to do, right? So to recap, go wide rather than deep. Choose those 2 to 3 main topics, go hard on them, build a personal brand, right? Like, show your personality, be the multidimensional, multi-passionate, dynamic person that you are, right? Because people don't just want one thing and neither do you. So what you want, the thing that you want to do the most is also the thing that other people want the most, right? And just go create content that you would like to watch. And if you don't even know what you would like to watch, then figure out, okay, who are my friends? Who are the friends I want? What would I like to be doing? How would I like to be spending my time? What would we be talking about? Talk about those things, you know? Talk about those things. And honestly, like, the way I think about it too is, like, I kind of just, like, make content for my clients already, you know? Like, this episode would be incredibly valuable for everyone inside either Conscious Creators or my mastermind or working with me one-on-one. And so it's like, that's how I know it's aligned, because all the people that are working with me are going to find this episode valuable. So it's like, if you already have clients, create your free content for your existing clients. And if you don't have clients, create content for the clients that you want to have. Create content for the people that you want to hang out with, aka your clients, right? You can have, like, a pretty chill relationship with your clients. It doesn't have to be this like really big separation. Like, yes, have boundaries, be a CEO, but don't make it so, like, make the energetics just chill, you know? Like, be yourself, be a vibe. People will find you, people will like you, people will buy your things. It will just be simple, you know? Okay, so yeah, to wrap this up, you are the most profitable niche. Nobody can replicate you. And the riches are not in the niches, like, hands down, right? Just create content that you want to consume, okay? If you want more of this goodness, you want to go deeper, you totally can in my paid stuff. And if you like just consuming free content, then stick around, come back for more, because I'm just going to be trying to share as much goodies as I can with you. Thank you for being with me, and yeah, send this to a friend, send this to somebody who would appreciate it, because that's how the show grows, and honestly, like, word of mouth is the best. All right, I love you guys, thanks for being here, and I'll catch you on the next one.